a peach.
Peach orchard.
And if you ask somebody if that's his orchard over there, he might say, no, I'm not a neighbor. He's the man.
Got that orchard.
That what?
Got that orchard. That's his orchard.
And, the part of the apple that you don't eat, that you throw away, the part you have left is called the...
Yeah, it's called the kiln.
Okay. And, what kind of nuts do you have around here? We talked about peanuts and pecans. Are there any other trees that may have nuts on them around here?
Well, now we got some pecan trees and got some hickory trees and got a few walnut trees.
Okay. And what kind of, what do you call the covering of a walnut?
The bark.
Okay. I'm not talking about the tree now. I'm talking about the nut itself. Like when it first falls, it has a soft covering over it. You can wait until it dries and break it off, but it stains your hands.
Oh, that's when a pecan doesn't feel out and got ripe and it busts open and fall out the hull.
Okay, what about a walnut?
Well,
you say there are a few walnut trees around here?
Yeah, but they ain't close around me, but I just hear tell of them.
Okay,
but
you've never you've never picked walnuts and broke them open? Okay.
Never have.
Okay. What's another kind of nut from down south? It's kind of long and flat shaped. Something kind of shaped like your eye and has a soft, thin shell.
Well, no. It pecans. And,
the shells have little tiny holes in them. It's a soft shell. They buy them at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
Women use them to cook with. Ow, ow.
Well, I don't know nothing but pecans, and of course they don't cook with, well, a lot of time they get them walnuts and crack them and pick the goodies out of them.
Yeah, I'm wondering about another one.
Uh-huh. But I can't think of the other one.
Okay, you ever hear of almonds or almonds?
Yeah, I heard tell of them.
How would you pronounce it?
Almonds.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you have a bowl of, we talked about an orange, if you had a big bowl full of them, you'd say, there's a big bowl of
orange.
And if they're not anymore, you might say, well, the water.
All gone.
The what?
The bowl gone.
Okay. Name the fruit. The
orange all gone.
Okay. And a little red vegetable that grows in the garden, it is a little red root on it. It's very spicy. Use it in a salad.
Mm-hmm.
They come in about the same time onions do.
Well, it ain't strawberry, red berry.
No, it grows down in the ground. It's a root.
Oh, turnip.
But it's little and red.
Let's see.
Onions and...
Oh, I know about onion.
Yeah, but it's not as big as a beet now. It's little.
Well, now, that ain't, I know I used to grow turnips.
Uh-huh.
It had a little red root.
Yeah, what about a red rat? You say radishes or radishes or like
that? Yeah, they got some radish, but I ain't, you know.
You don't use them?
No.
Okay. And what about different kinds of tomatoes?
Well, I see some large tomatoes, some small tomatoes.
Do you know anything about the little bitty one about that size and they grow back without being planted sometimes?
No, I never have been lucky to that. Sure haven't.
Okay. You don't have one that just say this size never gets any bigger?
Well, now I've seen some people have them in their buckets, what we call pots, you know?
Yes.
But they didn't grow out in the garden. They have them in pot buckets.
Okay, do you know what they call them?
I forget the name they call them. It's like a lot of times that folk plant pepper and plant in a bucket.
Uh-huh.
And some folk plant in their little gardens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Along with your meat, you might have a baked...
Potato.
And, what about when it's yellow and sweet?
Oh, that's a sweet potato.
Okay. Are there any different kinds of sweet potatoes?